So let me ask you the same question. Based upon TRIPS and the international treaties that we've entered into, WTO and some of the others, is Hilmer still good law?
That's a good question. It's unclear, I think, at this point, whether it's good law or not. It clearly defined the subject matter, the application type that can be relied upon to provide an earlier effective filing date based on a distinction drawn between U.S. filed applications and foreign filed application. And this holding is based on the language of 102E, which required that the application be an application filed in the United States. In many regards, it's no longer consistent.
In effect, it's been overruled, hasn't it, by the treaties?
That
even if we don't revisit it directly, we're forbidden to treat foreign applications any different from U.S. applications.
Well, again, I think 102E clearly says that these applications have to be U.S. applications. To reach back and say Hilmer is completely overruled and that any foreign filed application would provide an earlier effective date, I'm not sure the court could go that far. But it's clear here that Congress created
The statute doesn't go that far.
Because the statute, correct, says filed in the United States, with exceptions that the Congress has laid out in that statute and in the other provisions in the other sections of the Act. But here we have a U.S. application. This is another form of U.S. application. And in case there was any doubt, when Congress promulgated 111B8, it clarified that there are only four sections of the Act to which this equal treatment must be exempted. Otherwise, these provisional applications must be treated the same as non-provisional applications. And we know, from Klesper, Hazleton, as I said before, it's clear that non-provisional applications will establish an earlier effective filing date. So to give effect to 111B8, we must also apply the same principle to provisional applications. They, too, must provide an earlier effective filing date.